But let us just finish the sugya, and then we'll go back to Tosfos. We are on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We have been learning the Dalet Zkenim came together to shlug up Shitas Rabbi Elazar to such a concept of person could make gerish and chutz, or he could make gerish and amanash leitinasi leplaini. We are up to Rabbi Kiva's. Rabbi Kiva asks two kashas. One kasha Rabbi Kiva asks, let us just start from over there, it's around 10 lines from the bottom. Then Rabbi Kiva v'omar eshahol chazuv, and he says, la'echad min ashut, v'ohoyu lo'oponim, v'nis alma lo'oynis garsho, v'om de v'nisays lo'ze shenes ro'olok, v'ninso get botu u'boneo mamzehim. So it's ichanat mestaver that the Torah empowered the Baal Horishain that because of his get will come out that these Bonim Ksheirim will become Psula. So the Gemara says, Ihochi Bekulei Tnai Da'alme Nami Loitinsiv. So it's not only Akash and Rabbala, it's by all Tnoyim, Dilmele Mekaimele Litnai Benim Tseget Botel Bonem Mamzeirim. Haino Pirche, this is the Pirche and Rabbi Kiva, that why you asking Dafkan Rabbi Lezer with this Naiva Menash Leitinose, by all to know him, we could be confronted with such a problem. Obama, how did Rabbi Kiva understand Pshat in Rabbi Lezer? Ileime Bechutz, Mishre Shari Rabbi Lezer. So then, Rabbi Lezer holds that after the nisuin of the first one she got married to, so automatically the nesar from the previous kedushin becomes mutter. The sanye moida oye Rabbi Lezer b'megaresh es ishtei v'mola aret muteres l'chol odom chutz miploini. V'holcho v'niseis le'echad min ha'shuk, nisalmo nisgarshet, shumateres loze shenes ra'olov. It had in Rashi that the small issues that remained after the first get becomes menutik when she gets married. So the whole issues, like this one he had given her, when Reuven gave her a get, Amanashli, Chutz Mishimin, so it comes out, the issues of Reuven remained only Legabi Shimin. Legabi Shimin, she's still Ashes Reuven. So there's a small amount of issues which is still in existence. So now, if she will get married to Levi, so the issues of Levi will be menatic, the small amount of issues that Reuven had left over. So Memele, so the Gemara asks, so what is the problem? What is the problem? What is Rabbi Kiva's kasha? Rabbi Kiva is speaking about chutz, a fellow shall get married, Lemish and Nesra Olov. She's mutter to marry him. Because the next issues is menatik, the issues of the first husband. The Mefarshim asked, the Gemara could have asked another kash, if it's speaking about chutz, so the children will never be mamzeira. Afilu on rabbelozo, on by a menas, so we have this problem, that Reuven gave her a get, she got married to Levi, she had children by Levi, and now she'll get married to Shimon. So come out retroactively, she never was married to Levi. she never was married to Levi because so the children will be mamzerim. But if he said chutz, so the children will be mamzerim, she'll be, so the mother doesn't have to ask what this pikiyas, that by chutz, she's mutter to Levi. His mother's asking the yes or says, if it's by chutz, she's tamzei mutter. But if she wouldn't be mutter still, Rabbi Kiva wouldn't have a kasha, because getting married to Shimon will not in any way affect the children she had from Levi. Al Kaponim, so Rabbi Kiva's kasha was Baal Menas, and the Gemara says, Be'emison, this kasha is not Davka Akash and Rabbi Lezer, and all Tanoim will have this problem. This was one kasha Rabbi Kiva asked in Rabbi Lezer. Another pshari is another kasha. Erei shehoi yozeh shenesra olof koim. Now we'll see, this kasha is speaking about chutz. Now, he had said, erei at muteres l'chol odom, chutz mi pleini koim. So, legabi the pleini koim, she's still an eishes ish. And now the Megarish died. So Kozman, the Megarish, was alive. So the Kohen was also with his wife, because Lagabi the Kohen, she's still the Ishus HaMegarish. She said, Chutz mi pleini Kohen. Now the Megarish died. Is theoretically leinimtzeis almona etzlo grusha etzol kolodom. So what theoretically should be that this koyin she should be mutter because she never was a grusha legabi this koyin, and to all other people she's a grusha because she was nisgarish. And what is the halacha? We learn now from the pasuk. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu, afilu einu grusha le me'ishas also lo yikachu. So what is the pasuk telling us? The pasuk is telling us that since legabe someone else she's a grusha, there's an issa lekoyim. There's an issa lekoyim, even though to him she's not a grusha. But the tzad grusha, the tzad shem grusha she has to others, asks him. So that's where he's also, so Skolt, he's taking a grusha, even though personally to him she's not a grusha. But he's taking a woman that has a shem grusha on her. So memele, so, the kalvachayma. So now let's speak about the dinashis ish. If a person gave an isha get, so to Pliny, you're an Ashes Ish. So just like we say, the shame grusha she has on other, from two others, asa her to a koin, and this Issa kohun is only an Issa lab. So the shame Ashes Ish, she has to the Pliny, Eret Muteres L'chol Odom Chutz Mi Pliny. So the shame Ashes Ish she has to this Pliny should answer her to all other people. How can Rabbi Lezer Taine that she's Asura Lozer Muteres Lozer? If she's Asura Lozer, automatically should make her answer to everyone. The kavachayma uma grusha shehikalo. The isa grusha is an isa kal. It's only a chay ve'lavit. Asura she's also to a koyin mishum tzad geirish in shebom. Eishes ish chamure leikolshke. Savade givis the isa eishes ish. If she's an eishes ish to one person, so the shame eishes ish that's Allah should answer her to all other people. Ubamai. So now the Gemara asked, this kasha that Rabbi Kiva is asking Rabbi Lezer, how did he understand, is he asking by chutz, or is he asking by almanas? Is he asking, that means he's asking that the tzad eishes ish, that she has to pliny, that should answer to everyone else. Is he speaking about Al-Menashele Tinasi Leplaini? Or is he speaking about Chutz Miplaini? What is Pshat Rabbi Akiva's kasha? Ilay Mebal Menas, if you'll say, he's speaking about Al-Menas. So, that chiddush that Rabbi Akiva said, Aliba de Rabbi Lezer, that you see, she's an almona to the kohen, Fafal Pikein, the Issa Grusha la Acherim, gives her a shame Grusha filo to the kohen. He said, if he said Almenashele Tinosi le kohen, so, legabi, the coin, she's a grusha legabi's nus, so she's also to the coin, you can't build groise, hoichoches from the isa le kohune by almenas. She's also to the coin because she's a grusha to the coin. Legabi's nus, there won't be an isa reishus ish, because, he said almenas le tenosa le coin, but he was matabila, and a grusha as le biznus. So you don't see bechlal such a yesod that the shame grusha la acherim asus to a koyin, and therefore you're saying the shame eishus ish la acherim shelasat others. Elo bechutz. So al kolchoch, this kasha of Rabbi Kive is asking by chutz. Rabbi Lezer holds by chutz. It also works that way. Oh, by chutz we have a good kasha. By chutz she's talking not a grusha lekoyin, va'af al pikein the shame grusha that she has legabi acherim asusot to a koyin. She says kal v'chaima the shame eishesish she has legabi the plain and she asked her to the others. Let us see what Rashi says. Harei grusha etzli biznus kasinen harei loy osra olav eloli nosei. He only answered her eloli nosei. Aval lizgnus, grusha hi etzle miyat. Aber bei znus, she's a grusha right away. Hilkach, im yomus, bei lahorishe. So therefore, if she's a grusha to the koyin, so im yomus, bei lahorishe, nami shem gerush and alayt, so zay lomit. So, you don't want to say, ashtik teire, that after, when the husband dies, why she asked her to the kohen? Because she was nizgarish already b'chayim b'ayla, and that's why she became mutter to the kohen biznus. Hukachem yomus b'ayla rishin namishem gerish and aleh. Eitzel zei lomis. Omaten kan kalbochayme. So you don't have a kalbochayme anymore. Your whole kalbochayme was, if by an isa lav, the shame lacherim asses about the gibbets by an Yisrael chomul. Here, the Yisrael that asses to the coin is not the shame eitzel lacherim. It's eitzel atzmi, she's also a gush. Me'at ein kan kalvochayim, dikel mifrach, the ma'im nesrol of mishum tzad gerish in shebo. That what she's nesrol of shrei af etzloi hoyala tzad gerish. Toimer shetei osar al kol odom bishvil tzad ishus sheyesh bo eitzel ze levadoi she'ein ala shum tzad ishus eitzel shalkalam. So what's the kasha? So how can you bring a raya from the isa gerishin by almenas? How can you bring a raya from the isa gerishin to this koyin? She has a shame, she's a grusha to him, legabi's news. So that's why this one is a grusha to him. So how can you make a kalbochayma by the shame, eishes ish? That there's no tzad eishes ish to the others that he was matahot to. Ela b'chutz firul ela rabbi kive, milse de rabbi lezer. Zok the Gemara weiter. So Memele, so Rabbi Kiva asked two kashas on Rabbi Lezer. The first kasha was by Almanas. That means the first kasha was, if he'll give her a gift, Almanas, she'll eti nosi leploini, and she'll marry someone else, and then he'll give her a gift, and then she'll get married to him. So come up on him, Mamzeirim. That was a kasha by Almanas.
And then the second kasha, Rabbi Kiva asked, was by chutz, that if we see the isa grusha, the shame grusha, that chala halagabi achera masas to a koyin, so the shame eishes ish, that chal on the ploini should answer to everyone else. Rabbi Kiva, so now the Moshe is asking, how did Rabbi Kiva understand pshat in Rabbi Les? We had a machloikis, our Mishnah and the Barais with Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah said Rabbi Kiva is speaking about chutz. Ella means chutz. The Barais said our Mishnah said Rabbi Lezer speaking about chutz. The Barais said Rabbi Lezer speaking about almenas. So, now how did Rabbi Kiva learn? I chutz viralei, leisiv chutz. So, it's the second kasha. Mi almenas viralei, leisiv almenas. But, he's dancing on two chatzines. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Kiva Shmielei, the Ike Da'amachutz. Rabbi Kiva heard that others say that Rabbi Lezer was matter by chutz. The Ike Da'ama Almenas. So that's why he asked, however you say Shan Rabbi Lezer, I have a kash Rabbi Lezer. Man the Yomachutz, if you say Rabbi Lezer was matter by chutz, hi pirche. So I have this pirche, so. The second pirche. B'man d'yom almenas. Hi pirche. So memela, that is pshat and Rabbi Kiva. That's why Rabbi Kiva was asking, however we will learn pshat in Rabbi Lezer, I have a kash on it. Zot Rashi. Ela b'chutz v'le Rabbi Kiva milsed Rabbi Lezer. Pachina Rabbi Kiva, the poich hanitrei pirchi. Choda achutz v'choda almenas. Isfirulei pluktet Rabbi Lezer rabonim b'chutz. No yisibach pirche basreise d'chutz. Viva almenas mukilo. No yisib pirche kamayse b'suloi. Ike disloi b'chutz pligi. Ike disloi b'almenas pligi. Hi pirche, if you say that the machlokes is by chutz, I show you the coin. And this lamanas, hi pirche, I show holcha, so nimsa b'nei mamzer. Frag the Gemore, umay pirche. Now, the Rava had said that on all these pirches that I ask on Rabbi Lezer, there's a pirche on their pirche. So the vial, and all the mahalchim we had till now, and all the kashas we had a pirche on all their kashas. Now on this last kash of Rabbi Kiva, or my pirche, what is the pirche on this kash? Rabbi Kiva is asking about the kash of Rabbi Lezer, just like the tzad, the shem grusha lacherim asas lekoyim, so the shem eshishis leplaini should asa lacherim. So what is the pirche on this kash? Inema isa kohune shani. Maybe said this is the pirche. This is. You can't learn out isa kohune by kohune. There's different chumres, ribla mitzvahs, yisayres. Kohune that means that there's no such thing. If Hashem grusha lagabi achirim, but by isa kohune there's also such a din. There's a concept of reyach aget. But that's isuri kohune. But some is a isurim. So he don't say such a thing. If there's she's a shame, she's ish lagabi acherim, she should be also to the others. There's no such thing. That's the pirche. That'll be the pirche. Rabbi Kiva's and Rabbi Kiva's kasha. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer nami isekuna kamay silei. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Lezer, the Gemara had said before. Rabbi Yochanan had said, what is the Makoyah? What is the Makoyah of Rabbi Lezer? Ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yekochu. So Rabbi Lezer learned out from this posik that it's shayach to make geirishin with Ashir. She's also l'chol adam. You can make such a geirishin also. That was the Makoyah of Rabbi Lezer. So this shayach such a geirishin. The Rabbanon said, Issa kohune shani. So we see, so be'etzem, the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim is, do you say Issa kohune shani or not? Rabbi Lezer held, you don't say Issachun Nishani. So my mailer, so Rabbi Kiva effect a good Akashi. You can't say it's no Kashi Issachun Nishani. Rabbi Lezer held that there's no difference between Issachun and Kol HaTorah Kula. And that was his Makayah, that a Geirishin with a Shir has a Torah's Geirishin. Say Bazoi, so what's the Pircha? In fact, Rabbi Kiva is very good. So what's the Pircha and Rabbi Kiva's Kasha? So the Gemara says, Rove ke Rabbi Yanai mishum zokin echot kamasnei. That Rove held like Rabbi Yanai, that the makir of Rabbi Lezer is when v'holcha v'hoysa li'ish acher, afilu le'itira elu li'ish acher. So according to Rabbi Yanai's drosha, so then it could very well be that Rabbi Lezer's also made the Issachun Nishani. That's why he didn't learn from Isha Grusha Me'isha. He only learned from v'holcha v'hoysa li'ish acher. So me'mela that pshat m'rove. So Rove held like Rabbi Yanai. So Memel, if Rabbi Elwes Memel, Rabbi Kiva's Kasa is not schwer, because it can be Issachun Nishani. Let us see, Rashi. Umay Pirchi, Kala Mifrach HaPirchi, Rabbi Kiva Basrei, said the Kamarovle, Ola Kulu Islo Pirchi. In name Issachun Nishani. Oil, we've been a cosmic with you, sir. It's Rabbi Elwes, and I'm a better Slochal Odom. Chutz mimenu miisakuna yalef lo, migrusha miisho levado. She's only gorush miisho, sheposa lakuna, mahosam yafel el, mida posa lakuna habigito. Since we see that she's posa lakuna, so we see there's such a get, even though there's a shir in the geirishin, that she's also lachera. Vahava gav deshaya, viyalef mino kule. So from this din, Rabbi Lezer learns how to cool it, that you can make a get with a shir. Vleimrinin is a kohun ishani. Is koshkin amatsamifra halibe, neilof misakuna lachumre. Veneime ki hechi ditzad geirusha paisalos lakuna im yomos, yitzad yishusa paisalos lacholodo. So the Gemara answers, Rove, do omalel, kulu islo pilche, krabianai mishum zokin echad masnilo. The Omar Leel, Tam di Rabbi Elazar, Vaisali Shacha, Layal of Misurikun, Ilkach Pachin Rabbi Kiva, Issachun Nishani, Vlaitikshi Le Rabbi Elazar. So Rove held that the drosh is like Rabbi Yanai, and according to Rabbi Yanai, we could say Issachun Nishani. Now, let us go back. We really never learned well the first Taisvis because it wasn't shach to learn the first Taisvis besides knowing the Gemaras we just finished learning. Amigarish, Avo Balminas, Moidale. So the Gemara wants to say that the Homach Leikis is Davke by Chutz. But Almanas, the Chachamim will be made to Rabbi Lezer, that's a good get. L'chayra ha-yenira de davke ba-almanas sh'loi tenosi made, v'loi havi shir. The Chachamim are only made ba-almanas sh'loi tenosi. So that's not called a shir and the gerishin, mishum de hutra etzloi biznus. So that means that the Tanai only asks her to make Nisuin. But Znus is Mutter. So Memele, so there, the Rabbanon also, there's no Shir. That means that's not called a Shir, because even Lagabi the Ploini, she's Giket, she's Mutter Lagabi Znus. Avo Balmenash, Sheloiti Boli Veloiti Nosi, Avi Shir. But if he said Almanash loy tebol loy tenosi, have a shir kamei chutz. That's a shir kamei chutz, because then it's coming out through the Tanai, legabi that person. There'll never be a heterashis ish. When the Bereise, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, brought down that the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim is by Almenas, so it says, what does the Bereise say? Almenas shaloi tinosi. That's the There, that means if Rabbi Lezer holds that by chutz, Rabbi Lezer holds by chutz, it's not a good get. Only by almanas it's a good get. So that almanas shalei tenosi. So it's called this nobisos. It comes out that he was matter her business. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer's matter. Yeah, but Rabbi Nas, loch nekem reis besamach nas shleitenosi grede, shleitenosi v'leiti boli. Moide Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shir, Kamei Chutz. We had mentioned the Yelis HaShachar. The Yelis HaShachar wants to say that because there's a T'nai in Geirishin, that V'holcha V'hoysali Shachar, Shibibul V'hoysali Shachar. So Memele, by T'nai Gufa, there'll also be such a, you also need V'holcha V'hoysali Shachar, that she should be able to get married. Or kaponish be yehet lechol ish veish. So almanas shaloi tinosi. There's a heter of being. So the islamites and the getters matter to everyone. Bechein mash mektatz. That's one right. The Bereise says this. The Bereise, when the Bereise said Rabbi Lezer was only matter by almanas, it says almanas shaloi tinosi. Chemash mekzat, talakamam porich, a Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We heard Rabbi Yossi Aglili had asked a kasha on Rabbi Lezer, heicha motzinu osa loze umuta loze. Where do we find such a thing that it's osa loze umuta loze? Bamai, frekte gemore, how did Rabbi Yossi Aglili lem shat in Rabbi Lezer? Iba almenas reutra etzlei biznus. So it's not osa loze, it's mutter to everyone. It's mutter to the baal t'nai, it's mutter afilu in nisuin, in to the one he made at t'nai, it's mutter biznus. Elo b'chutz. So Mother says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili held that Rabbi Lezer is speaking about chutz. Ve'i bal menash loitinosi loiti boli kome Rabbi Lezer nami loihavi shiure. If we will say that Rabbi Lezer holds by t'nai, loitinosi loiti boli is also not a shiur and it's a good geirishin. So memele, so it comes out according to Rabbi Lezer, we have asura lezer, muteres lezer. She's also to the one he made at t'nai, amanashli t'nosi v'loiti boli, and then she's muta to the others. Yeah. Like a meirut ratzle biznus. V'oi, l'may d'muki lo b'chutz. So the Gemara says, no, abiyoisi aglili. Abiyoisi aglili. Yes, this kasha, heicha motzinu, muta lezeh, ba'osa lezeh. That was Rabbi Yossi Aglili's kasha. So the Moses says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, yes, and Rabbi Lezer, by chutz, heicha motzinu, muta lezeh, ba'osa lezeh. Fine. Is that the makshe, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Lezer, mechutz, lifu gulu rabbono, the moidu ba'al menash, leitanosu, v'sheite boli. The whole machlekes is only by chutz, but by almenas, the moiden. If you'll say almenas, if you'll say that the almenas is good, afilu almenas loitenosi v'loiti boli, so ask this kasha according to the chachomim. So he's only asking a Rabbi Lezer, ask according to chachomim also. Lehutratzle business. So therefore, the first Mahalach and Taisvus was that the whole, that those who are Mata Baal Manas is only a Manash Loitinosi. That's the Loshin Abaraisin, that's the Loshin Agmar. Umiu Nira Lari, the Afilu Baal Manash Shaloitinosi, Vishaloiti Boli, Moida Rabona, Blehabishir. The Kivin, Una Waina Take, the Kivin Dein Oisra Ella Beloshin Tanai, Avakilo Hutra Lakil. So Taisa says, in Lomdes, there's Bechlau no problem. Tanai is Milsa Achite. I'm saying, Areet Meteres Lechol Odom. Al Menash Shalaita Nosi Veloita Boli Lepleini. Now, the Etzem Geirishin, he's Mata to the Pleini also. Areet Meteres Lechol Odom. So there's no Shir in the Geirishin. You mut at everyone, but if you'll be Tinosi Laplain, he said a get will become bottle. But it's not called Asura Loza. So that means Sabaish Rabbi Yosi Aglilis Kasha Eichon Matsino Asura Loza Mutaras Lose. Rabbi Yosi Aglilis said, I can't understand such a concept that it should be for one person an Ashesis, for one person not an Ashesis. So Taisvis, so the Gemara says, Baal Manasa can't be like that. Because Almanas, it's Muteris Biznus. So they said, that's not the vote. But Almanas, she's Mutter to everyone. Almanas, Alstetzim get, she's not an Ashesi, the get was Mutter her to the birth they made at night also. She's not an Ashesi now. If she'll be Nisei Sloy, so the get will become bottle. But it's, she's Mutter to everyone. Therefore, by Tanai, there's no problem of Shia whatsoever. And Rabbi Yosef Glili doesn't have a kasha by Tanai. I'm kilo utro lakoil, lohochi le motze poch, midi Rabbi Yosef Glili ad rabona. V'chi koma, ay the Gemara, so Taisa says the slumbus, the Gemara doesn't say what Taisa says. The Gemara says, Rehutla atlai biznus. He said, Ramanash lai tinas, Rehutla atlai biznus. According to Taisa, the Gemara should have said, because naimil sachite, Rehutla atlai, and it's only, the bathroom she's mutter to Moso. V'chi koma, lema bonas, Rehutla atlai biznus, have you much lamifroch, shefel lehutla atlai biznus, Ramanash lai tinas, lai tiboli, Rehutla lakail, the Gemara can fuck his discussion. Given lay osra la derech nai, al noket kushye pshut al menash loy tinosi grei da niskal bebreise. The breise mentions a tanai of al menash loy tinosi, so me meila. According to the way the breise mentions it, so tzicha, so what's the basic rule of discussion Rabbi Lezer, if Rabbi Lezer is only speaking about menash loy tinosi. The Imlai came. So Taisa says, that's Stamasai. Taisa is saying first, Lomdis. In Lomdis, there's no shield by Manash Leitinosu Leitiboli. The Imlai came, if you'll say that there's a difference between Manash Leitinosu and Tinosu Leitiboli, and the Miflik Besomach Ben Manash Lechutz, the Gemara later differentiates between Manash and Chutz, Leaflet Balmanas Gufe, so an Almanas Gufe differential, Almanas Leitinosi Tebal, Almanas Leitinosi. V'oi de koma edulma hai elo, what edulma hai elo Almanasu. When the Gemara started off clearing Pshat Ma Mishneh, Red Meteres Lechol Odom Elo Leplay. So the Gemara declares, what is the touch of Elo? Does the Elo mean Chutz? Does the Elo mean Almenas? Av al Gav, the Elo Oser Nisuin Ubile, because Elo, if Elo means Chutz, so Chutz Zicha Asers being Nisuin. So, let, before we go, the Gemara declares what is the mechanics of Elo. So we're called Chutz. But there's a work of Almanas. Fine. That's the mechanic. How am I doing this? But what I am doing, so I'm doing
just what I'm doing with chutz, I'm doing with Ella, with Almanas. That means Ella has one taich. That means, arei at meters l'chodom Ella l'pleini. To pleini you're not muta. That's irrepshat in the Mishnah. You're not muta, period. Just like if Ella means chutz, you're not muta, period. So if Ella means Almanas, you're also not muta, period. Now, I don't know what the taich of Ella is, but the mechuvin of Ella is zichri not muta, period. Avogav de Bella also in the Su in the Bila for Lochi Lavishir. Avogav the Bechutz Maidalu. That by Chutz is Maidah, but this is not a Shir. Besomer to come as Nisan the Kim the Bechutz. My time with Rabbi Leza. Avog Rabbonon. Afilu. Baal Menashe, it's not so it's about the Yossi Shapir, be that a call to know him down. Yeah. Okay. Now, let us go to Toysvist of Pei Beis, Amit Beis. Afilu loinis garsha elo meisha psula lekohune. Now, this was Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. The Gemara said, my time at Rabbi Lezer. Where did Rabbi Lezer see that one could make a partial gerushin, and there should still be a shir in the gerushin? So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Isha grusha me isha lo yikachu, afleini grusha me isha is also lo yikachu." And the Rabbanan said, "Isa kohuna shani." This pasuk is not telling us hilchas gerushin. The pasuk is telling us Yisurei Kehuna, Riba and Mitzvah Yisere, so such a get will, but, so Pashtis we learn Pshat in the Gemara. Pashtis we learn Pshat in the Gemara. That Kufi is the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, and the Chachomim. Rabbi Lezer says there's no such thing Isa Kehuna Shani. That means Rabbi Lezer holds that, there's no difference to Kuhne and anyone else. And if the Pasuk says that she's a Grush, she's also a Koyin, so that means because a Gerishin was done in her. She's a Gorish Mibayla. So you see, there's such a Gerishin. V'imtayma v'ovadai de'isa kohune shani. So Taisha says, it's zicha isa kohune shani. Now, we have to understand Taisvus Kasha. Taisvus asks that this scenario, a person said, "Areyat megureshes mimeni, v'asura l'cholodom." And from this case, Rabbi Lezer learned, so you see, that even though there's a shir and the gerishin, she's still also l'cholodom, she has a shame gush. So you see, you can make a shir and the gerishin. Frektaisves, let me ask you, Rabbi Lezer, what will be the din if he gives us such a get? And he dies. Will there be a din yibum, yes or no? So before Taisvis answers this question, let me tell you what the Pnei Yeshua Tain is. The Pnei Yeshua Tain is, no, the Zichr won't be a din yibum. Forget, that's the whole Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is saying, that there is Gerishin can be made with a shir, even though there wasn't a complete Gerishin. But every component of Gerishin is Gerishin. So you don't have a complete Gerishin, it'll be Gerishin. But every chalik of Gerishin is Gerishin. So men meile, you'll ask me a kash if he said, alright, me Gerishin is me many, vasur lecholodom, if there'll be a din yibu, zichena. That's the whole Rabbi Lezer. So Memele, so Taisus Kasha finds sich nicht on. Taisus says, you know, between you and me, Rabbi Lezer, Zicha is a kohune, because the Zicha will be a din yibum. How did Taisus figure this out?
That's a problem. This Kashuk Neishu asks on Taisvis. Like Taisvis assumed for a Dovah Poshet that the Wolzicha Biyadin Yibum, she's not called Gerusha Sochi. So you have to say that it's Issachul Neshani. So what Shem Abeleza? So how can you learn that Huchus Geirishin? In this Posik, it's Zicha, she's Zicha, not a Gerusha Legabi Yibum. It's only Issachul Neshani. So Davni Miluyim wants to say Pshat and Taisus as follows. Davni Miluyim says that by Emerson we have another pasuk by Gerishin. Vaholcha vahoysa leish acher. So the pasuk tells us that one of the tnoim of Gerishin is Vahoysa Lishacha. Now, Emerson, this was Rabbi Yana's drosha, as long as you're mata to one person, that's enough. That was Rabbi Yana's mekir for Rabbi Leza. But, Fula leitira elo leishacha, it's also enough. Chomim said, no, l'choli shvish, but we have a posik over here. We have a posik, well, so it says, Klo Gerishin is only if she's mutter to one person. If she's not mutter to anyone, there's no Gerishin. So therefore, so Taisa says, if that is a Tanai in Gerishin, then you need Vaholcha Vahoysa Leish Acher, So how could Rabbi Lezer say, Isha Gerusha Me Isha Lo Yikochu, that she's geget? Is that Hoysal Ishacher? No. Are Megereshes Mimeni, Basur L'chol Adam, and it says she's also Lakuna. Fractaisvis, according to, between you and me, Rabbi Lezer, is this really a good get? It can't be a good get. Because it says v'holcha v'hoysa l'ishacher. Sarkochach isa kohun neshani. So how are you bringing rayas from this pasuk? That is how the Nebulim says that is pshat and taisvus kashya. Number one. And number two, Davni Luim gives, and with this we can understand the Gemara further. A makir to the Gemara further. The Gemara further, when the Gemara speaks about Kedushei Chutz, so the Gemara says as follows, if Reuven is Mekadesh Chutz mi Shimon, and Shimon is Mekadesh Chutz mi Reuven, so the Gemara says it's nothing. Kedushin Reuven Ahani, Kedushei Shimon Loyahani. It's nothing. If Reuven is Mekadesh Chutz mi Shimon, and Shimon is Mekadesh Tam, so then, Reuven Asata, Shimon Asata, Akaponaman Reuven Asata, then it's Kedushin. So we see from this Gemara that the Gemara held that a basic condition of Kedushin is that he has to Asa on someone. If he doesn't Asa on anyone, that's not Kedushin. Where did the Gemara get this from? It can't be Kedushin. He says the Gemara got it from because it's a hekish v'yotza v'hoiso. Just like it's not called Gerishin, if it's v'hoiso l'ishachi, it's not called Gerishin if you won't be mata at least to one person. So it's not called Kedushin if you won't ask at least to one person. Fine. So now we have here, so this Adav Nemiluim says Pshat and Taisvis. So Taisvis held. Because of this posik, v'holcha v'hoysa l'ish acher, that zicha a condition in hilchis gerishin, that kol zman is not matter to anyone that's not called gerishin. So now, Rabbi Yochanan, the posik, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikochu, that a koyin is not permitted to marry an isha who is also l'chol ha'ilam. And here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Arayis, so you see that you can make gerishin with a shiur. I said, this is Zicha Yisakuna, this is not a Gerishin. If she's not Mutet anyone, it's not a Gerishin. That is Pshat and Taisvus Kash. That's what Avne Miluim says. V'yesh loima, and for Taisvus, v'yesh loima d'hochi maisi, the kivin da'afilu loinis garsha elo me'isha psula lekune. Good. Fine. You're right. It's Yisakuna. Yeah, you're right. 100%. But if loinish garsha elo meisha psula lekune, im kain, ki omar chutz mi ploini, so if he said, harem materis lecholodom chutz mi ploini, havi get gomo. Is ois kishpart, it's a get gomo. Di im loi havi get, svaru de loinish garsha elo meisha, afilu reyach a get loi havi, Lehoya Oisra Akosuv Lekayhanim. So now, let us just say the words of Taisvis, and then we have to stand the longest of Taisvis. So Taisvis says as follows. Isha Grusha Meisha Loyukohu, in a case where a person gave his wife a get and said, Areyat Mugureshes Mimeni Basur Lachol Hoyla. So Taisvis just said that is not a gerish. That is not a nice gerish at all, because in order to be called a gerish, you need b'hoi solishach. So it's not a gerish. If it's also, it's a yisakun. It has to be like that. It's yisakun. But if you'll tell me Rabbi Lezer is wrong when he is Mishayah, if you'll tell me Rabbi Lezer is wrong, when he said, you'll say that it's not a good get, if you'll tell me not like Rabbi Lezer, then here it won't be a reyach get. That means, here is zicher isakuna, he 100% right. But if Rabbi Lezer is wrong over there, so here it shouldn't even be a reyach get. And if it's a reyach get, it's a reyach, Rabbi Lezer is right. That is the words of Taisvis. Now, we have to understand the mechanics of Taisu, what is Taisu saying? If Rabbi Lezer is wrong, it won't be a reyach again. Oh, Rabbi Lezer is right, and here it's a reyach again. Look, the Heilig Avne Miluyim, the Pshat and Taisu's Teretz is as follows. Bemison, there are two shailas. The Torah says, V'kosav lo sefer krisus. The Sefer Krisus, it has to be Kairis. We hear in the Gemara and Daf Pei Gimel, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah said, this pasuk is a stira to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said that Harayat Materis L'Chodam Chutz Mitloini, so Lagabi Ploini, she's still my wife. That means there's still she's still my wife, Legabi Ploini. So where's the Krisos? There's a shir in the Krisos. That was Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah's kash and Rabbi Lezer. Fine. Rabbi Lezer, Abel, you say if it's not 100% cut off, it's not called Krisos. I wish to disagree with you. Krisos means something's cut off. Krisos does not mean that has to be completely cut off. Fine. So this is a difference of opinion. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah holds krisus means it's to completely cut off. That there should be no connection whatsoever between the husband and the wife. And Rabbi Lezer says no. Krisus is called as long as some cutting has been done. It's called krisus. Now, let us go for 1 minute. If a person will say areyat migureshes mimeni. Was there krisus over here according to Rabbi Lezer? Was there krisus? Yes. There was some sort of krisus over here. Legabi the world, she's still my wife. There was some sort of krisus. This is called a sefer krisus. It was kairos, it did something. there's still a lot to be done. No, no, I agree with you. But this is called a Sefer Krisus. Hanoche Aleph. Hanoche Beis. But now, we mentioned before, and that's what I said in the Kasha, is this a Maisa Geirish? Will, when a person says, Harei at Mugereshes Mimeni Vasura L'Chalodo, not, forget about the Sefer. Is this a Maisa Geirish? Will something happen over here? No. Nothing's gonna happen. Because it says, V'hoysel Ishache. In order for, there should be Achalois Geirishin, you have to be matar to someone. If you weren't matar to anyone, there was no Geirishin. So what I have over here, I have a unique situation. I wrote a Sefer Krisus that does not Shaf Geirishin. That's what I did. I wrote a Sefer Krisus that not Shaf Geirishin. That's Grusha Mimeni Basur Lekolot. If you will say that this is called Krisus, this is called Krisus, that means, not like a Blozer Ben Azayin. Blozer Ben Azayin says, if it's not completely cut off, it's not called Krisus. Well, if that is true, so then there wouldn't be a Reach HaGet. He didn't give her a Sefer Krisus. Forget about Geirish. He didn't give her a Sefer Krisus. This isn't Geirish. So there's no Reach HaGet, because there's no Get. There's no Sefer Krisus. So why is she also Likud? But if you'll say, I'm right, that Krisus means that any minute chelik of a Krisus is called Krisus. So Memele, so now we'll talk about an Hilchus Geirishin sheep. Will, if a husband will give her such a get, will there be a dinyibum? Definitely there'll be a dinyibum, because there's no geirishin. There's a tnai geirishin b'holcha b'hoysel ishacha, but reyach get will be. Because that's, I'm moide take that this is also, I'm moide take that this is also als reyach get, I'm moide this is also als reyach get, but, and that's als isakuni, this is a special dinner, oh, but it's a get al kaponim. Is a rai, it's a get. But a shir is not a chasorin in Sefer Krisus. That is how the Miluim says Pshat and Taisis. V'im Taima. Now Taisis goes further. Okay. L'Rab Olozo d'loi choshev bar menas shir. According to Rab Olozo, the person will say, Areyat moteres l'cholodom al menas sh'loi tinosi toi tibali l'ploini. That's not called a shir. It's a good get. Uletane de masnise, in according to the Tana of our Mishnah, the Rabbanan mami moided l'abi shir. Fakert only machloikis is davke by chutz. Almenas, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, everyone holds that it is a good get. Fine. Amai loitone, B'yevomis b'reishe. So now Taisus has a problem. A numerical problem. Tes zayin noshim poitres sereiseim. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Yevomis says, Chamisha osor noshim, tes vov noshim, poitres sereiseim, v'tzorei sereiseim, minachalitz v'neibim atzayv kolotayus. That's what it says in the Mishnah in Yevomis. The first Mishnah in Yevomis. And the Mishnah is speaking about that if the mace was married to one of these 15 aroyis, and he had another wife, let's be Megashim, then you had two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven married Shimon's daughter, and he had another wife. And now Reuven died, so Shimon's daughter doesn't fall a Yibum, she's an Elva, and Elva doesn't fall a Yibum, we have a Pasuk. We have another Pasuk that an Elva patters a Tzor. So Memele, and we have 15 different Shemes of Achayis, that patter a Tzor, Bitoi, Basbite, Baspano, Chamoise, Em Chamoise, Em Chamo. We have here 15 cases, 15 Arayis, which will patter a Tzor. Taktaisus, I got a 16th one. Why didn't the Mishnah speak about it? What's the 16th one? The 16th one was as follows. That a person gave his wife a get. Bevel gave his wife a get. Al menas shalai tenosi l'shimin. Shouldn't get married to Shimon. Fine. She got married to Reuben. She got married to Reuben. And then when Reuben dies, can Shimon be miyabim her? Oh no. She's an Ashish. She'll be miyabim. She's an Ashishish. So memele, so I have a 16th elder. This bitay bas bitay is Ashishish. Ashishish part is also a tzore. Berl's Ashishish will part the tzore that when she's married to him, no part of the tzore. So why did the Mishnah say 15 when it could have said 16? That's a kasha. Amai loitonu biyavomis bereishet tezai enoshim poitreis oroisein velachshe badayu eishesis the poitreis tzorosa. The beitera tzoros. Kigoin shegir shozeh ba'al menash shaloitinosi lepleini. Someone gave a get. Bal menash shaloitinosi lepleini. She shouldn't get married to Shimon. V'nosa ochiv shalpleini. And Reuben married her. Omeis beloi bonim. Fine. That's the kash. So I have a 16th elder. So now Taisvis starts explaining the kash, elaborating. If he said Almanashalaitinose, but she's muta biznus, oi loite boli grade shechelis kadesh in kosh leidomilachis isha shesura gam biznus ven yochelis kadesh. It means we learn out from the elva, just like anachis isha patazatzore, so all other all tesvov arayis pater atzor. So he has to be dumya da achesisha. Achesisha is an elve that's also biznus, bekedushin. Kedushin isn't teifis. Ah, vol mamanash leite nosi, bishloite boli kashe. This is shver. So I hear van elve veishesish. She is also benis. She can, kedushin isn't teifis. No, and you can't be boila. And so I have a 16th elve. Viyesh loima. So that's the kash. So now Taisu says Lomdis, the Leitoni Lomishum Leidomi Laachisisha. This is not similar to an Achisisha. The Hosom Bishas Nefila Havelo Achisisha. That means an Achisisha Bishas Reuven died. So she is an Achisisha to Shimon. So Memele Bishas Nefila she patas the Tzore. That means when she's supposed to fall the Yibum. So there is a sibbe that makes she shouldn't fall, because an elva doesn't fall the yibum. So just like she doesn't fall the yibum, the tzora also doesn't fall the yibum. That's the din, an elva patas the tzora. We learned this out from Achis Isha. But, avol hocha, bishas nefila, if he had said, amenash leitenosi leplaini. So, amenash leitenosi leitenboli leplaini. We're talking about such a case. So now, in this case, Kolzman, when she was married to him, is she an Ashes Ish to Shimon? No. She's not she. If I can, we just learned Taisus and Lamed Aleph. Tanai is Milsachita, the Lamaisa, she's not Beryl's wife to Shimon either. She's not an Ashes Ish. When she falls Leibum, she's also not an Ashes Ish. She's not an Ashes, she's Mutter to Shimon. If Shimon will be boiler, boom. So then, then you wave it at night. I'm an ashalate boli. So then it'll become the get was never a get. So then it'll become that she's an ashesis. So when does she become the elve? She becomes the elve bishas yibo. She's not an elve bishas nefila. So Taisa says, I got news for you. The limud, we learn out that an elva patas atzore is dafke that the shas the nefila liyibum she has a shame elva, she's an achishisha bishas nefila, so then she patas atzore. But if she's not an elva bishas nefila, bishas the yibum she'll then become an elva, that doesn't patas atzore. they have a beautiful Teretz. So therefore, when the Mishnah is telling us how many arayas can patar atzora, only 15 arayas can patar atzora. An eishes ish, this type of eishes ish can patar atzora. Avloche b'shas nafil ha-kati lehav eishes ish, achete boi le-yobom, v'tavir al-tanoi. Period. So Mamela, that's a beautiful Teretz. So it doesn't patar atzora. So therefore the Mishnah didn't mention it. Vafilu techshavno keilu hi eishes ish, kivin shemitam eishes ish asura li boila. So Taisa says, Afilu, you'll stretch your imagination. You'll say, no, don't be so nitty gritty. Lamaisa, she's mufke from Yibum. You can be miyabmo. Let's not talk about the. You can't be miyabmo. Is that true? Yeah. You can. Why can you be miyabmo? I'll say ishes ish. So that's the din. An ishe that means din erve is a yevshel yabmo. Such an ishe patos atzora. You don't look if now she. That's the din. The din is a ishe she yevshel yabmo pat bishum erve patos atzora. No, this is a yevshel yabmo, right? Right. I'll swat a yevshel yabma. I'll say she see shot. So patos atzora. So they went back to the kasha. So Taisa says, "Vafilu techshav nekilu hi eishes ish. Kivin shemitam eishes ish asur li boilai. Mikomokim lemotzi lemisne. The imti boilai. That means if you're going to look bishas yibum, she's a lav bas yibum al say she ish." So Taisva says, the whole shame Eishes Ish that she has, if you reckon with the Eishes Ish, so then she never was his brother's wife. So there's no din yibum. You can't tamz antu chasnes. You can't call her an Eishes Ish and an Eishes Ochiv. Because the whole reason she's an Eishes Ish is because through the Yibum it becomes bottle the get. So if it becomes bottle the get, she never was Eishes Ochiv. So these two things are stiridic. You call her, she's an Eishes Ish. Do that. But then she wasn't an Eishes Ochiv, so she can't patar a tzore. And the tzore is that he had two wives from one husband. So just like the Elva is Mufke from Yibum, the Tzor is also Mufke from Yibum. But if you're looking at her like she's an Eishes Ish, if you're looking at her as an Eishes Ish, so she's not Eishes Ochiv. She never was the brother's wife. That's exactly what's going to happen with the Yibum. She never was the brother's wife, so she can't part her Tzor. Hilkach, Nishloihoi Seishes Ochiv Me'olam, Leidomi Lachis Ishe. So Tzvaita Nadoim Lachis Ishe, Hilkach Leipotu. Period. So what is Taisva saying? So Taisva is saying, that means when you ask kashas, you have to be a little bit acquainted in the sugya. That halacha, that a elve patas atzore, it's not a svore, it's a posik. So there has to be some similarity to achesisha. So one of the two. Either you'll say, just like Achasisha is an Erva Bishas Nefila, so she also has to be an Erva Bishas Nefila. So Mamela, she wasn't an Eishesish Bishas Nefila. If you'll say no, that you don't need an Erva Bishas Nefila, you need Bishas Yibum, she should be an Erva. But Al Kaponim Bishas Yibum and Achasisha, when she's an Erva Bishas Yibum, but she was Eishes Ochiv, here that she's an Elva Bishas Yibum, she's not a Shesachim. Als Elva, she never was his brother's wife. So she can't patar atzor. Umiyu lo yishyashiv alamanda nafkalei ma'achisisha. But this teretz is only a teretz if you learn out that an Elva patars atzore from achisisha. That's one man the Yama learns out from achisisha. So then I have a beautiful teretz. But there's another drosha, Rebbe. Rebbe says, it says in the posik, "Ulekocha loy leisha, yevama yavoy aleho ulekocha with a mapike should take her leisha." So Rebbe says, now let's learn this posik elach. Ulekocha, you should take her. how many wives are there? So he says, if there's only one wife, it doesn't pass, take her. There's only one. So lakocha means the two wives. You should take one of the two. You should take this one. And which one should you take? Any one of the two. One of the two you should take for wife. So Rebbe learns from this pasuk that if there are two wives and you cannot take one of the two, so you can't take the other one either. It should be possible to take any, if you can take any one of the two, so then one falls liyibum, you take one. But if you can't take any one of the two, then there's no dinyibum. So the makir of Rebbe, that an erva patos atzore, we learn from the word ulakocha. So Tais says, according to Rebbe, my teretz is no good. My teretz is only good that you need dumyad achayis isha, and that b'shas nafila, she's not an erva, or b'shas yibum, she's not an eishesoch. That's if you learn that drasha. But if you learn ulakocha, Rebbe is a new drasha, ulakocha, that with these two women, you should be able to take any one of the two. So if one is a balas knife, an eishes ish, and the other one is not a balas, I can't take one of the two. So Mamela fell to lakocha. So Taisa says, so according to Rebbe, will be shver. Va'oit kosher l'Rabbeinu Yitzchok. Now the Bnei Yitzchok has another kasha. Vakati mashkachas lo, I have another case of Eishes Ish, and the mashkachas lo af betzores tzor. Kigoin de kitcho echod chutz miruven b'shimen ochim. Now taistum ma kidushe chutz. We had, according to Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Abbe said, according to Rabbi Leza, by kidushinko, according to Rabbi Leza, you can make kidushe chutz. Now, the kitcha echot, Beryl was mekadish an isha, chutz meiruven v'shimen ochiv. That means she's married to me, she's also on the whole world, besides Ruven and Shimon his brother. So Beryl married an isha, yashed her on the whole world, besides these two brothers. These two brothers, I made kedushe chutz. Fine. Uba Ruven v'kitcha chutz mishimin ochiv. Now, Ruven was mekadisha chutz mishimin ochiv, but he asked her and Beryl. So now, what's doing so far? So far, so good. So it comes out like this, that she's Beryl's wife, because he was mekadisha to Gabi the whole world, he asked her, chutz mi Ruven. Ruven was Mekadisha, the Yasidah and Beryl, so she's Ruven's wife, Bachutz mi Shimon. Legabi Shimon, she's not Beryl's wife, she's not Ruven's wife. Finished. But that's the story. Now, Tahani Kedushi Didei Lemesra Akama. So his Kedushin helped, Ruven's Kedushin helped the Yasidah and Beryl. So she's married to Ruven, she's married to Beryl. Umeis Ruven v'loi bonim. Ruven died without children. V'loi isha acheres. And he has another wife. V'yibein Shimon tzaros. Now, Shimon was miyabim the tzore. Shimon has no problem whatsoever with the first wife also. That means his first wife, not an eishes ish to him. Beryl married her chutz mishimin. Reuven married her chutz mishimin. So the tzore of this woman is not a tzore's elva to Shimon. Fine. V'loi isha acheres. But v'yi ben Shimon tzoros. Shimon was miyabim the tzore. No problem whatsoever. No tzore's elva. V'loi isha acheres. He had another wife also. Shimon had another wife. Umeis b'loi bonim, and now Shimon died without children. V'noflu lifnei Levi, and now Shimon's two wives fall to Levi. Now, let's look at Levi. Levi, now let's look at Levi in the beginning. When Reuven died, did Reuven's wife, Reuven had, we're talking about the wife, which was Bethel's wife, let's give her a name, Rochel already. So Bethel's wife, which is Rochel, and was Reuven's wife also, which is Rochel, we're talking about Levi. So when Reuven died, did Rochel fall to Levi? Chas v'shalom. Rochel didn't fall to Levi. She's an Ashesi. She's Bethel's wife. She never fell to Levi. Right. Now, she never fell to Levi. She's an Ashesi. She's Bethel's wife. She fell to Shimon because Shimon, he said, chutz mi Shimon. Fine. Now, Shimon was miyabim tzoras Rochel. To Shimon, there's no problem. Now, tzoras Rochel legabi Levi is a tzoras Elve. Legabi Shimon, she's nothing. Legabi Levi, she's a tzoras Elve. Now, Shimon died, and now Levi would want to marry Shimon's second wife, which is a tzoras Elve to Levi. So Memele, so Taisu says, no, I have here now a case by Kedushin, I have here now a case by Kedushin that we can have a case of Tzora. For Nofli Livnei Levi, the Tzora Ptur Menachlitz Menayib, V'yashloima, Kibin Shenesro Al Yovom Zer, Livnei Kedushay Ochiv Mishum Eishes Ish, So Tosfos says as follows, Legabi Levi, Rochel, whose wife is Rochel? Rochel's, Legabi Levi, she's Bethel's wife. Because Bethel was Makadosh Chutz Mirum V'Shimon, but Legabi Levi, she's Bethel's wife. When Reuven married her, he didn't aser her on Levi because she's already aser to Levi because of Bethel. So legabe Levi, Rochel was never Reuven's wife. Rochel is Bethel's wife, not Reuven's wife, legabe Levi. So if Rochel was never Reuven's wife, so the tzor of Rochel was never a tzor of Selber, so the whole kasha falls down the drain. That's the issue's time.